Today, I'm going to give you some extremely valuable information if you want to make the transition off of alcohol, nicotine, drugs a lot smoother. And I recently just stumbled on this information from a doctor, William Kaufman. Nicotine addiction, alcohol addiction, eating disorders, anxiety, all have something in common because there's something in your cells. Deep in the mitochondria, the energy factory of the cell, that allows the body to help extract energy from food. All you need to know is that the major deficiency in all the problems I talked about is NAD. And NAD not only helps you create energy in the body, but many, many other things. It's involved in over 500 different chemical reactions. In fact, you can't live without it. You may have heard of NAD supplements and things like that. I'm not recommending those. I'm recommending the precursor for NAD. And that is vitamin B3, niacin. Now, niacin is typically known to help you lower cholesterol and increase HDL, but it does a lot more. There's some serious research on this. And of course, you're not going to hear it from the medical profession because it goes right against all of the medical solutions, the drug solutions that are out there. When someone starts to smoke or drink or take drugs, this creates a huge impact on the person's ability to make NAD as well as niacin. And so what can a person do with an NAD deficiency? Well, you can't correct it by just eating food. It won't work. You need large amounts of niacin to correct this. And niacin, B3, okay, can help calm down the central nervous system because various chemicals and drugs and alcohol compete for this NAD. So they won't allow it to work. So you just need to increase more production of NAD to overcome a lot of the associated problems that come with addictions. So people with addictions are literally starving for energy because the neurons just don't work. And so there's all sorts of associated issues that come along with that. And even if you have successfully overcame an addiction, this NAD is going to be really important to making you feel good because there are six main symptoms that occur when you're deficient in NAD: fatigue, muscle soreness, weight gain, difficulty getting a quality of sleep, brain fog, and decreased stamina. You just don't have the endurance. Now, by taking high doses, and I'm going to tell you how much to take in a minute, you can recover much easier mentally and physically. Now, there's many different forms of vitamin B3. I would recommend straight niacin. Now, one of the problems that people have with niacin is it creates this flushing response on your skin, and people get freaked out about it. So if you have a problem with that and you don't like that, you can get a no-flush niacin. But the point is that if you want to reduce the withdrawal symptoms and the cravings and help you overcome this addiction and feel better, you want to take higher amounts of niacin. I'm talking about 1.5 to 3 grams, not milligrams, grams. Okay, so I would get them in 500 milligram tablets. They're very inexpensive. I think you can get a bottle for like $5. I would start out taking a smaller amount, right? And then you kind of build up over a period of a week or two to 1.5 grams to 3 grams of niacin and just see how you feel. There are also clinics around that give people IVs for NAD for addictions. So the question is going to come up, can I just take NAD as a supplement or NADH, which is another version of that? Yeah, you could. It's just more expensive. There's a lot more to this vitamin and what it does and how you can benefit from it. And I will be doing more videos on that. But I will say there's other things that you can do to also increase NAD combined with this NAD therapy or taking niacin. You can do intermittent fasting. You can go on the healthy version of the ketogenic diet. You can exercise. All of those will help you